The History of St. Joseph Cemetery. In 1859, a part of the Calvario Cemetery, located on the current Ribalta Promenade, was expropriated for the construction of Zaragoza Road. The city council planned to build a bigger cemetery further away in a field of carob trees next to the Sec River. The provincial architect, Vicente Martí Salazar, was commissioned to complete the site, which was inaugurated 2 years later with a mass funeral. That first cemetery was square and covered an area of 25,600 meters squared, with a perimeter corridor and another central cross-shaped one that divided the land into four square sections. At the back, opposite the main door, there was a small chapel and a set of niches on both sides. At the front of the four square sections, there was a space around the walkways measuring approximately 5 meters, where infants were buried, while different graves, from simple ones to some really extravagant, could be found at the centre. In 1864, Martí Salazar died, and when Manuel Montesinos Arlandis took up his post, he was commissioned to amend the cemetery project that his predecessor had designed, taking into account the regulations in force at the time. In addition to this enclosure, there was another behind the consecrated Catholic cemetery, just behind the chapel. This was the unconsecrated cemetery, an area of 187 meters squared, where those who did not belong to the Catholic Church, in other words, the unbaptized, suicide victims, freethinkers, masons, etc., were buried. In 1928, this enclosure was moved to the front area, where it is currently located, and many of the bodies buried there were also moved together with the same tombstones. Any remains unclaimed by relatives were deposited in the ossuary of this new area. St. Joseph Cemetery houses burial monuments and sculptures from the 19th century worthy of a museum, not to mention the cultural value of the tombstones, which with their epitaphs and allegories speak to us of the character of the deceased people they describe. Over the years, the cemetery was expanded and new square sections were added, until it was impossible to expand any further. Eventually, another cemetery was built on the Enramada Road, and this was known as the New Cemetery. Now let's learn about some of the tombs. Please remember that the tour can be taken in any order or following the numbering on the map.